Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Thank you so much for listening to The Orphans Investigation. You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/orphansaudio for exciting new Orphans content. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio and head over to our website for merch, a link to our Discord, and transcripts at orphanspod.com. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortis-Gaum. It starred Gavin Richards, Brooke Parrott, Jack Goldborn, James Carney, and Amy Kember. It was executive produced by Ella Watts, with original music by James Barbarossa.
We did it.
Well done, Axel.
Thank you.
They won't be able to track us until long after we're gone now.
We did it. We did it. Woo! Woo!
What do we do now?
Well, we need to look at all that data from the server, don't we?
And I need to plot us a discrete course somewhere else.
Well, let's get to it. Do you remember anything about what she was working on?
Yeah, she was looking a lot at star charts, archives and things. I think she was looking for something.
Did she say what?
No. She said it'd be safer for me if I didn't know.
Why?
She said something about how it would be... How she'd be killed with the information she has.
Killed by whom?
I don't know.
Okay. Can you show me her most accessed file?
Yeah.
What's this?
Oh, I think it's something to do with a DNA, with your DNA.
Strand integrity, chromosomal fraying, RG48. What is this? What's RG48?
I'm not sure. She talked about it a lot, but she never told me what it was.
What did she say about it? Can you remember anything in particular?
I think it's something to do with the collective. She was researching this clone, and I think she knows something about it.
Which clone?
This one.
Nora Vass. Why am I not surprised?
Do you know her?
Not personally. Can you do a search for RG48 in all those documents? Maybe she describes it somewhere in here.
I've already looked for it when she wouldn't tell me what it was. She's kept it off the server, whatever it is.
Huh. Right.
She kept logs. There might be something in there.
Okay, load those up.
I arrived on the Karaka system a few days ago. This is where the clue inside the Jeffrey led me. Now I need to figure out what it means. I'm hoping some of the old records here will help point me in the right direction. I don't want to say too much on this log. So, that's all for now. It's been another few days. They did a good job wiping this system. I've been having to reconstruct half the files I need manually. It's rough. But I found this boy. He says his name's Axel. It looks like he's been living in the outpost for a while, living off the rations that they left over. He taught himself how to work a lot of the equipment here. He said he'll help me. He doesn't seem to have anyone else. Okay. Well, yeah. Nothing all that much happened today. But there might be something coming over the horizon. I've been able to reconstruct some of my old conversations with William Crowley.
I think a lot of these were corrupted when we severed the connection early.
All right, can you show me some of the later ones?
Yeah.
Nothing again. The tests aren't working, and I'm starting to think I've been doing this all wrong. Why would he put... This is impossible. I've been at this for weeks and nothing is happening! Who am I even recording these for? He's a ghost. There's nothing in the research, nothing in the data, nothing in this fucking outpost pointing me in any helpful direction. I don't know what to do. Am I missing something?
Are you all right?
Yeah. Keep going.
Everything that I've been doing, my whole life, everything I've built, is it all worthless? I think it might be, but... I lied to them all. To Diana, Baz, Charles, Delilah, this... We can't exist. Clones will die out, or be slaves. We don't have an in-between, and I don't... I don't think there's anything we can do about it.
Hey, what's wrong?
I can't.
What do you think you're doing?
I've had enough of this.
Enough of what?
Oh, enough of her. I can't stand it. She comes in here pretending to be some saviour because she deigns to spend some of her precious time with us. You think she's so noble, important? She's not. She's just using you to make herself feel better.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Do you know how much she sacrifices to help us? You don't realise that. You don't see it. She's working every day trying to use her connections to help us make a meaningful change. Do you know how many ministers she has the ear of?
What? You want to pass laws, do you? You really think that some minister is all of a sudden going to propose a law saying, hey, you know that workforce we made, the one that eliminated a need for us to work? I reckon we should start treating them like people.
This isn't you, Diana. Where has this come from?
Maybe you just never knew me.
You think I don't know you? I've known you almost your entire life. You would be stuck in some labour camp or dead if I hadn't bailed you out.
Don't you think I know that?
Then act like it. Is my trust in Delilah not enough to prove her worth?
You think she's so important?
If she's not, then who is?
Us. Charles? Baz? Me? We're important and you don't see that.
How dare you? All I do is think about you all.
Oh, You don't get it.
Enlighten me.
She doesn't love you.
And you know that. How?
Because we love you. I love you.
You.
I always have.
Sorry. Yeah?
Hey.
Hi.
I spoke to Axel.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. Bit worried about you, though.
Oh, I know. I shouldn't have done that.
What happened?
I just saw her. I finally saw her. Not just the front she put up. She was scared. I'd never seen her scared.
Can I come sit?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you something?
Sure.
You loved her, didn't you? That's why you wanted to help me find her.
Yeah.
Come here. It's okay.
I never told anyone.
I can tell.
I'm sorry.
You know, that's the first time I've ever heard you say sorry. It'll be all right. You just need to give her a good kicking. For me.
Are you all right? I'm sorry if I upset you.
No. You didn't upset me. I'm sorry. Thank you for putting up with me.
You're not that bad.
Not that bad.
Right, shall we pick up where you left off?
Yes, if we could.
You sure?
Yes, of course.
I lied to them all. To Diana. Baz. Charles. Delilah. This.
Hang on.
We can't exist.
What?
Can we go back a bit? I want to see the section where she talks about not being able to find anything.
Sure.
Who am I even recording these for? He's a ghost. There's nothing in the research, nothing in the data, nothing in this fucking outpost pointing me in any helpful direction. I don't know what to do. Am I missing something?
So, right. What does this tell us?
She was looking for someone.
The Creator. We theorised that earlier.
Yeah, I've heard her say those words before. The Creator.
Okay, so let's assume that's correct. She was looking for the Creator.
She was taking a three-pronged approach to finding him. She was looking in the research.
Maybe something to do with this RG-48?
That is what she was researching.
Okay, good.
She was looking to see if there was something in the outpost. Maybe a similar clue to the one we found in the Jeffrey with Amos.
Yes, something hidden and left behind. Had she been through the outpost computers? Was there ever a reasoning unit installed?
She did. She wasn't happy with anything she found. I think there was a reasoning unit uninstalled once, years and years before the outpost was shut down.
Did Nora know about that?
I think so.
Do you know why it was uninstalled?
No.
Can you pull up at the serial number?
Sure, but Nora's already done a search for it in the database. There was no record of it ever being installed somewhere else.
Right. Always one step ahead of us.
What about this data she was looking through? What data is she talking about?
All sorts, really. Every piece of data involved in the outpost. I think she was mainly interested in the communications surrounding the time around which the outpost was abandoned.
Specific, isn't it?
We're talking about years' worth of communication records.
I think we're all missing something here. Something prompted her to leave.
Right. What was the last file she was looking at?
This. It's just an invoice from a shipping company.
What's it for?
A chartered vessel.
It can't be that simple. Can it?
When was it chartered?
It doesn't say when, but the invoice is dated only about a month ago.
We should reach out to them. See where it was headed.
No harm, I suppose.
Do we have the vessel's name or identifier codes? We could cut the search time in half if we can hack into a relay and do a wider search for it.
Nothing like that. Sorry.
That's all right. It's a start.
I'll plot a jump to their headquarters. Right, you're up. We should be within their communications range.
Let's hope they buy it. Private hauling station, this is Captain Diana Rand. We request permission to dock at your station.
Try again.
I repeat, this is Captain Diana Rand of the Collective. We have some questions for your superiors. We request permission to dock.
They're receiving you. They've got power. I don't know why they're not answering.
Right, one more. I repeat for the third time. I am Captain Diana Rand. I represent the Collective Command for this sector. Myself and my colleagues have... Well, that sounds promising.
What was that?
Haven't a clue.
Right, you seem very relaxed in what I feel is a decidedly unrelaxed situation right now.
Well, what's going to happen is that you're going to say that we need to go in there and check it out. I'm going to say that's a horrible idea. We have no clue what's in there. You'll say something about how this is your investigation and we're going to waste a lot of time squabbling. Except now, I've resigned myself to the fact that we will be going in there. It's quite relaxing, actually.
I don't think that's fair.
Are we going in or what?
Yes.
Get on with it, then.
I don't know what's going on.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
We're going to go in there and check it out, see who we can find. You can keep in touch with us on the shortwave radio, all right?
All right.
We shouldn't be too long.
We'll try not to be.
If you get hungry, there's food in the cold storage, and you know where the water is.
I know. I'll be fine.
Of course. Sorry.
Shall we?
Yes. Let's.
Try not to sound so nervous.
I don't like this new attitude. You think he'll be all right?
He'll be fine. He spent longer on his own.
I know, but a kid like that... what are we going to do with him?
What are you talking about?
Well, we can't look after him forever.
No.
He's had enough happen to him. I don't want him to wind up like...
like you.
Yeah.
He won't. I promise.
Okay.
Is someone there?
Something's happened here. Someone should have seen us coming in. Met us.
Let's find their systems, see what we can find, and get out. I don't like this.
Agreed. Axel?
Yeah?
Have you been doing scans on the station?
Maybe.
Well done. What can you tell us?
It generates its own gravity and atmosphere. It's not very big. The whole place is only about 100,000 cubic metres.
You don't think that's big?
Not really. My old outpost was triple that size.
All right. Can you tell us where we can find a workstation?
The next door on your left. There should be one in there.
Great. Do you know what it is?
Scans make it look like there's some kind of medical facility.
Perfect. Ready?
Yep.
It's clear.
Here we go.
Anything?
I've got a full schematic of the station and some of the records. But no. Nothing about the ships. This is just medical data.
Anything on her?
Nothing. What was that?
I think it was the cabinet.
Is there someone in there? We're armed and we're prepared to shoot unless you show yourself.
No. Please don't shoot.
You come out slowly or we will.
Okay.
Slowly.
Who are you?
I'm Victor. I work here.
Where is everyone?
I don't know. Something happened. I was just doing some maintenance and minding my own business. Then these, I don't know, these things. They were everywhere.
You hurt?
A bit, yeah. That's why I was in here.
What's wrong with you?
One of the things bit me.
Wow.
I just work here and now I've got this bite.
All right. Just stay calm.
I don't know what to do.
You need to show us where your main systems are. We need to retrieve some information, then we can treat you on our ship. All right?
Those things are still out there.
You'll be safe with us.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay, look, it's this way out.
You need to stay quiet.
Okay.
This is it. This is where we did all the computer work.
Richard, go look. I'm going to check out his wound.
Okay.
How does it feel?
Feels fine now.
Did it hurt before?
Yeah, it hurt like nothing else. Thought I was going to die. I wanted to die.
Okay, right. I'm going to use some of your shirt. We need to tie this off.
How come you're so good at this? I thought those were the other kind.
We all have to know basic first aid for if we're in combat.
When's the last time you were in combat?
Too recently.
Right. Wouldn't have to fight if it weren't for your lot. The Alliance or whatever.
Pardon?
You know. Oh. Clones want to overthrow us.
Right.
Ah!
What is it?
My head hurts.
Right, we'll have a closer look on the ship. How's it coming, Rich?
Nothing yet.
Victor, I need you to tell me if there have been any clones around here recently.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
I mean, I heard someone talking about a copy hanging around. Never seen one, though.
Do you remember what kind of clone it was, Victor?
No.
Okay. Are there normally clones on this station?
No, never. We're all human here.
All right, that's good. When was this? Do you remember when they told you?
Like a couple of weeks ago, maybe? Maybe a month? Oh, I don't feel so good.
Okay, Victor, thank you. We'll sort you out in a minute. Richard, did you get that? We're looking for a ship launched in the last couple of weeks, maybe a month.
Yeah, got it.
Hang on.
whoa. What's going on?
Oh, my head! I can't! Oh, my eyes!
Let me see. Victor, let me see. Open your eyes.
What is this?
His eyes. They weren't eyes. What are you doing?
Seeing if he's still alive. He's gone. What was that?
I have no idea.
Need to get out of here.
Get the records first. We need something. Have you searched by the dates?
I'm just doing that now. None of the launch records have a manifest listing a Nora unit.
She wouldn't list that, would she?
Let me look.
I think he's still alive. Victor? Can you hear me? Get off me! What the fuck was that?
I have no clue. Something tells me we shouldn't stay to find out.
Thank you so much for listening to The Orphans Investigation. You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/orphansaudio for exciting new Orphans content. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio And head over to our website for merch, a link to our Discord, and transcripts at orphanspod.com. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortescom. It starred Gavin Richards, Brooke Parrott, Jack Goldborn, James Carney, and Amy Kember. It was executive produced by Ella Watts, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.